Hey guys, welcome to the Spruce Home Show, your no BS podcast that tackles what it looks like to design, build, and renovate. We're your hosts, Brad and Caitlin Blair. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome back. Today on the podcast, you have just me by myself, just Caitlin. Just checking in here with you guys. It's been a bit of a crazy week. We leave to go home for Easter back to the US. Brad and I go on Saturday, and Brad and Walker are coming down a bit later. So the week before we leave for a trip is always absolute chaos, but that's okay because that's what makes it so worth it to go back home and be with family and have that quality time. So I am over the moon, excited to get home, and it's like summer weather there. So leave away this rain that I'm looking at outside of our office window right now and enjoy some sunshine. So I wanted to do this podcast with all of you before I left because this has been a topic of discussion with lots of clients right now. And I actually ended my day with a furniture meeting with a renovation client that we're working with right now. So I'm here today to talk with you guys about furniture, kind of all things furniture, in particular, the cost of furniture right now, kind of the logistics and what you're going to be looking at if you want to perhaps replace all of your living room furniture, for example. So at Spruce Homes, one thing we do when we either build or renovate for clients is we help them select new furniture and put it all together and get the perfect area rug and accent pillows and frame those family photos and hang them on the wall. I can't preach that enough. We just do those things to help people when they get moved back into their home or into their new home, for them not only to love all of the finish work and cabinetry and tile, but also to love the items that they're sitting on, like their couch and their sofa and their dining room table and their bar stools, the things that they're actually using day to day and that they're entertaining with. It's really, really important for us that our clients love every aspect of their home. So yeah, I'm here to talk about furniture. So the one big thing that has been coming up a lot lately is not only the price of furniture, but also the wait times to get pieces. So I'm just going to, I guess, tackle the elephant in the room right now. So there has been a price increase on furniture. There has been a price increase on everything, if you guys haven't noticed, but furniture also took a hit. So from my readings and research, there's been some obvious reasons why furniture prices have gone up. One of those being the temporary shutdowns we had in 2020, where factories were closed, the tariffs that were imposed on Canada last year, and honestly, just supply issues. Those are kind of the three big things that have hit us with the price increase and also the logistics of getting the actual furniture to our houses. So for example, one of the furniture shops that I work with a lot is Urban Barn. So I believe it was as of March 1st, they did a 15% price increase on all of their furniture. I saw that IKEA did a price increase of 9%, and I do not know what the price increase percentage-wise were of some of the other stores I work with, but I know that everyone has had to follow suit and raise prices. Shipping times, which used to be about 5 to 6 weeks to get your pieces, has now turned into closer to 6 months. Crazy. That's far more than double what the normal used to be with the 5 to 6 weeks. So if you are furniture shopping, I highly, highly encourage you to start early, because if you want it by, let's say, move-in date, it's going to be have to order quite a bit in advance. There are other options if you're not willing to wait that kind of standard 6 months that a lot of people have right now. So there's stores like International Furniture here in Saskatoon that I work with a whole lot as well. So they actually sell off the floor. So you can go into their store there, and if you like a piece on the floor and it hasn't been sold yet, you can take it home with you that day or get it delivered that week, which is a really, really an awesome service that they offer. As well, lots of the other stores here in Saskatoon, and I'm sure in your cities as well, will sell off the floor if an item is either discontinued or maybe it's the last one that they have. One of those situations, you can typically buy it and take it home with you too, which I know is really big for people who aren't into waiting. So big question, what's it going to cost me to refinish my living room? I often get that question. So I broke it down kind of past living room furniture that we've done. And honestly, it's all over the map because, as you know, prices, they change quite a bit based on material, whether you're doing leather, faux leather, fabric. Fabric is always, always cheaper than leather. And obviously the quality. Do you want this piece to last you for 2 years or do you want it to last you for 10 years? If you're someone like me, you probably want it to last you somewhere in the middle because I like to switch things up. So 10 years is probably going to be too long for me to look at that sofa or to sit on that sofa. So somewhere more in that 5 year range is probably what someone like myself is looking for. But obviously everyone is different. So like I said, this is all changing upon quality, material, whatnot, but here's kind of my breakdown of what the last living rooms I've done have looked like. So for a couch or a couch with a chaise, you are looking at anywhere between about $13,000 and $4,000. For a sectional, which is obviously bigger and is going to seat more people, you're looking anywhere between $3,000 and $8,000. For accent chairs are usually quite a bit less expensive, and they can range honestly anywhere. For a lower quality one, between $500 and $3,000 for a quite nice one. An area rug, which I always, always suggest that people do an area rug. It just helps ground the space and it gives you that cozy feeling, which is what we all want. So an area rug is going to run you anywhere between $400 and $1,500, depending on size, depending on how plush it is, quality. And then side tables and accent tables, honestly, those are more around hundreds of dollars and upwards of thousands, but that's usually an area that you can save quite a bit of money on. Some tips that I have for people, because I know we're always looking for those great tips to take home with us, is when you are furniture shopping, I always suggest for people to get swatches of the furniture if possible, especially if you're buying from different stores. So let's say that you found a couch at Urban Barn that you fell in love with, and then you found some accent chairs at the Bay that you really want. See if you can get a swatch of that fabric from Urban Barn and take it with you when you go look at the chairs at the Bay, just to make sure that your colors are complementing each other. So if you're going for warm tones, making sure that all of the tones are warm and you're not throwing in a cool color that's going to throw off the balance of everything. That's really, really important. There are certain chairs that you can customize and there's every fabric under the moon. Those are definitely the ones that you're going to be looking at the 6 month wait time for. I also suggest to people, if you can, which is always a question of the budget and if it's possible for you at this point or stage in your life, if you can, if you're doing the living room, if you can do it all at once. And I say that because if you do it in segments, it's almost like when people renovate their house in segments. So let's say you renovate your kitchen now, and then in 10 years you decide to do your living room. Well, your living room's connected to your kitchen. So now your living room's all nice and new and modern and fancy, and it's connected to your 10-year-old kitchen that has golden maple cabinets in it. So if it's feasible, if it's in the budget, I always say just do it all at once, because then it's done and it all matches. And then when it's time to replace, although it's a budget hit all at once again, then everything is fresh and clean and put together at one time. So start saving those pennies, because a new living room refresh is likely going to cost you anywhere between $4,000 and $15,000. So I want to end on a note telling you guys what the trends of 2022 in furniture are looking like from a design side. So one of the most interesting things that I've read is said comfort in general will be popular in 2022. Not that you have to sacrifice style, but now that everyone is spending more time at home, furniture needs to be comfortable. I think this is great. My husband will really think this is great because he's huge on how comfortable the sofa is. And so furniture shopping together, although we can do it quickly, is not always the easiest for us to agree on, because his idea of comfort is a little bit different than my idea of comfort. But I love that. I love that now that we're all spending more time at home, we're putting more of an emphasis on comfort and not just something that looks show home ready. So trends for 2022, vintage pieces. So some say this is because of a global supply issue, but honestly, I think vintage pieces have always been trendy in some way, form, or fashion. And I think for 2022, they are going to continue to be. So pieces that can evolve with you. And that's what vintage pieces can do. For example, the client I met with this afternoon, she is getting one of her antique dressers refinished. So when you get an antique piece of furniture refinished, you don't necessarily have to either get it sanded down and restained. You can do a combination of that, or you can paint it. I know a lot of people have like a family heirloom that they don't want to paint, or maybe they don't want to paint the whole thing. So a combination is a really great way to go about that. So for example, this antique dresser that we're working with in the project I'm talking about, we are going to do the fronts of the drawers. We're going to sand those down and just give them a fresh coat of stain. Same with the topper. And then we're going to do the sides and the legs in white just to give it a bit more dimension. And it's going to go in the entryway. So if you've got a piece that you want refinished, or maybe you found a piece that's in great shape that doesn't need refinish, it is a great way to put in a piece in your home that can evolve with you. So another trend that we are looking at is adding more items or furniture or decor with personality and sentimental meaning. I also think this goes back to us spending quite a bit more time at home, but gone are the days, like I said, of making your home feel like a catalog or staged, more unique in reflection of personal style. Pieces of furniture and decor are what we expect to go into homes this year. As well, investment pieces. So long-term pieces rather than trendy in the moment pieces. So people are willing to spend a bit more money on, let's say, a sectional or an accent chair because they plan for it to be in their space for years to come. Another trend we're seeing is artwork to reflect favorite spots or scenery. So people are either seeking out artists to paint them or draw them something, or they're finding something that shows a reflection of maybe a favorite spot they've been or scenery that they have been able to see. It's just a reminder to people of kind of special moments that they've spent traveling. And so that is something that we're seeing a lot of and expect to see more of this year. So an example of that is I actually have a piece of art in our living room. It's next to our fireplace. And it reminds me so much of a trip that Brad and I took to Hilton Head. So Brad and I went to Hilton Head in the Carolinas when I was pregnant with Ray. So Hilton Head is in South Carolina, and it has, I believe, I'm terrible at this, but a PGA golf course there, and Brad really wanted to play it. So we went when I was pregnant, and it was by far our favorite trip that we've ever been on together. Not only was the golf course beautiful, and I got to caddy for Brad and get to go through that whole experience, but the beach was beautiful. The scenery, just the people were wonderful. It was just so calm and relaxing. And so that has always been our favorite place we've ever traveled. Let's just call it our favorite place on earth thus far in our life. And so one day when I was shopping at Urban Barn, I ironically saw a painting that reminded me so much of Hilton Head. And it reminded me in particular of a canoe trip that we took while we were there. And it was almost identical to the scenery. So of course I bought it, and it's hanging up in our living room. And below it is a picture of Brad and I when we were in Hilton Head. And honestly, it is such a beautiful reminder every time I'm in the living room or in the home of just what a great vacation that was, and how we work really hard at Spruce Homes and in our lives to be able to go on trips like that. And it just kind of pushes us forward, which I love. Another trend we are seeing is copper and bronze. So copper and bronze are really popular with cabinet hardware, light fixtures, etc. And so we're actually seeing that come into furniture. So the legs of furniture are just small details in the copper and bronze. And the last trend we are seeing for 2022 is textured surfaces, which I'm really excited about because I'm a big tweed fan. So tweed fabric, not only is it incredibly durable, but it's got that beautiful texture to it. So it's not just a flat color. It's got different variations of colors woven into it, which is just beautiful in itself. So those are the trends we are seeing for 2022. Hopefully you guys were able to take something out of this podcast episode, especially if you are someone who is in the furniture market. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, plan early. If you are building a house or renovating, we start on the furniture selection, shopping, design when we start on the house. That's how quickly we do it. Back in the day, we were able to wait until like drywall stage and then go couch shopping, but we do not have that luxury anymore. So if you're in the market, let's get going. Hope you guys have a great day. I hope you have a wonderful Easter. I am very excited for the Easter egg hunt. My mom has one giant golden egg that I can't wait to see who gets it. I told my mom, I said, when I was a kid, grandma used to put $20 bills in one of the eggs. She's like, well, don't think I'm doing that. we'll see what kind of goodies are in those eggs. And yeah, enjoy your family time, your time off work, and we will see you guys on the next episode.